This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Johnny Mack is a country singer who was born on August 17th, 1932 in Parkside, South Australia, and that makes him 88 years of age, but he is a very sprightly 88, I can tell you. Johnny was inducted into the Australasian Country Music Hall of Fame in 1978. Back in the late 50s, he worked with some of the biggest names in country, and in fact, any genre, while touring the US with his late wife, Barbara. Often he'd be the opening act for the Big O, Roy Orbison or Jerry Lee Lewis or many others. For 6 years, he was contracted exclusively to Channel 7 in Adelaide, working daily on the children's show Wonderland and weekly on the show called Country Style. In addition to performing in Australia, he did two tours, entertaining troops in Vietnam. In 1983, while on holiday in the US, Johnny bought Elvis Presley's 1969 gold Cadillac Eldorado, but had to stash it and finally get rid of the historic car due to the threats by the underworld who wanted to steal it. And I know a little bit about that because I did a story at the time. Johnny is still performing and recording at 88 years of age and never knocks back a chance to sing his songs. He's got six kids, including Jody, who I know well. And Jody helped us, Marion and myself, surprise Johnny after he came out of hospital recently when we were visiting South Australia. Myself and Marion visited him down on the south coast of Adelaide, where he was convalescing. It was quite a surprise there. Now, I didn't go there to interview Johnny. It was a private visit, but then he started talking about the good old days, particularly those days in the United States in the late 50s. So I grabbed the recorder, set it rolling, with Johnny's permission, of course, but we'll get to that in a moment. But let's get into the Johnny Mack mood, first by playing Johnny's song that's on our playlist. It's called Johnny Mack to Johnny Cash, and Johnny explains how the song came about and how he ended up recording it himself.
I opened for Johnny Cash in the 50s, and that was 57, 58. And I came back, and Barbara and I thought we'd write a song about Johnny Cash's life. So when he came to Adelaide, I gave him the tape, Johnny Mack to Johnny Cash. It was called, and we had another title. And he took it to America, and 4 months later, from the House of Cash, saying, "Oh, Johnny won't record this because he's only doing gospel songs." So I recorded it with myself, with Trev Warner, recorded another title, and retitled it Johnny Mack to Johnny Cash. Now, Barbara and I wrote about his life, and it was about him. So we're getting a lot of airplay with it. So Johnny Mack to Johnny Cash, but my wife Barbara was a co-writer.
I did some time in prison, worked around the bars, had my share of women and all those fancy cars. Worked the whole world over, but never could I find peace in the valley or a satisfied mind.
Johnny Mack and the song Johnny Mack to Johnny Cash, written by him and his late wife Barbara. Now to those days in the US in the late 50s, when Johnny was touring and sharing the stage with some of the biggest stars the entertainment business had at the time. Names you will all know, and as Johnny reeled them off one by one, the Fab recorder was rolling, starting with one of the greatest singers of all time.
Roy Orbison, fair-haired. He dyed his hair black, he was fair-haired, no glasses, he had a green guitar, and he sang the song Ooby Dooby.
Well, you wiggle and you shake like a big rattlesnake. You do the Ooby Dooby till you think your heart breaks, Ooby Dooby.
And he was so painfully shy. And Carl Perkins, who got the title for Blue Suede Shoes from Johnny Cash.
But don't you step on my blue suede shoes.
Carl Perkins, he said, "Man, get yourself a Martin D28. And I've still got that, and it's worth $80,000. Then that was the first we opened for. Then the second act in this auditorium, again, we were a popular group. I was sitting in the dressing room, and we opened for Jerry Lee Lewis. And I was sitting there, and he came in and said, I'm 2 years older than him, I'm 23, 24. He said, "Oh, I like your song, son." And I sang a Jim Reeves number. And then we had a coffee after, Jerry Lee Lewis.
Come on over, oh, a lot of
And, oh, God, the people I've met. We opened for Hank Snow.
I'm a fool, but I'll love you, dear, until the day I die. Now and then, there's a fool such as I.
Satchmo.
What a wonderful world.
Bill Haley. Buddy Holly.
Cause it's raining, raining in my heart.
The Everly Brothers had two giant guitars.
Walk right back to me this minute. Bring your love to me, don't send it. I'm so lonesome every day.
And they were starting then. George Jones.
Ooh, I love it.
Johnny Horton.
We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
And the list goes on. Marty Robbins.
Just as fast as I could from the West Texas town of El Paso, hark to the back.
I said to Marty Robbins, why do you close your eyes when you sing? Because we're all on the same. He said, look, I have to think of the next two lines ahead. Yeah, so meeting all these people, and I'm 24 and impressed, and it was just, and thinking back, it was just wonderful. So I was having a one-minute interview on WSM Nashville, Tennessee, with Hank Snow, and Barbara and I were waiting there, and leaning on the mantelpiece across the waiting room before he did his Friday Night Frolics was Jim Reeves.
I love you for the way you never doubt me, but most of all I love you cause you're you.
And this guy said, hey, Johnny Mac from Australia. And Barbara went weak at the knees, and it was Jim Reeves. And we opened for him 10 months earlier, and he was a beautiful man. So Hank Snow gave me a one-minute interview on WSM. He said, you had 10 million listeners then, that 1 minute. Hank Snow managed Elvis. Anyway, so that was... And then we went to Grand Opry the next night, and there was Chet Atkins, the Jordanaires.
Just a closer walk with thee.
And so that was in, I think, about 58. And then I met Hank Snow back in Adelaide, and Mum met him. And he was, Hank Snow had a song called I'm Moving On. He wrote the song in the back of a car, 1949, in 20 minutes.
So shovel the coal, let this rattler roll, and keep moving me on. Mr. Engineer, take that throttle in hand. This rattler's the fastest in the southern land. To keep moving me on. Keep rolling on.
That song still holds the record for 26 weeks on all charts. And so he was wonderful. But I was just so enthralled, you know, just meeting all these people.
The wonderful Johnny Mac, and we hope that Johnny has continuing good health and entertains us for a long time to come.